98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
You can hear from the Cork manager John Caulfield and Dundalk's Sean Gannon on their European draws in the podcast section of 98FM.com. They both join me on our League of Ireland podcast this week. Another man who joined me on our League of Ireland podcast is Mr. Derek Ryan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. I enjoyed it massively, I have to say.
Did you indeed?
That was good, great. Yes, yeah.
And another man who spoke to us is the St. Pat's winger Conan Byrne. He told us he was going to play well, and last night in Limerick he did.
He's a man of his word, is Conan Byrne, in fairness to him. Yeah, good result for St. Pat's last night. They were 2-0 down away to Limerick in the SSE Electricity League and came back to draw 2-2, which moves them off the bottom of the table. And that man, Conan Byrne, I slagged him off earlier on the year. I don't think he's too happy with my slagging off of his cracking goal. Who's that goal that he scored?
Bowes.
The cracking goal against Bowes.
AKA David Beckham.
Exactly, yeah. And I slagged it off, said it wasn't the greatest goal of all time. Well, listen, he's been banging them in again. Scored a cracker last night. The equaliser, free kick into the top corner on 74 minutes, and that salvaged a point for Pats. Having been 2-0 down away to Limerick, good result to draw the game 2-2. And listen, off the bottom of the table, they were rooted to the bottom of the table. Now they've leapt over Galway into second last. They're on 16 points, Galway 15. And, you know, they're okay, it's still second last, but they're only a win or two away from really pushing up the table, so it's a good result for them.
Are you into, like, mind games on the pitch?
Yeah, it's all about the mentality, isn't it? Roy Keane kind of, you know, slugging tackles and stuff.
Limerick's second goal was scored by Rodrigo Tossi. He's a fantastic striker, imported by Martin Russell. He's now playing there. And so they won the penno. The referee blew the whistle for the penno to be taken. And Rodrigo Tossi waited 9 seconds before he ran up and kicked the ball into the goal. So I'm sure at that stage, the Pats keeper O'Malley was probably like, ref, what's... And as he looked at the ref, Rodrigo Tossi lashed it in. So yeah, that's bottle.
It's all about mentality.
In the first division as well, a big win last night for Shells. 1-0 in Cove, James English with the goal. That's Cove's title race. In trouble, you would think, Waterford top of the table on 35 points. They were beaten, of course, first defeat of the season against UCD on Friday night. UCD second on 31 and Cove in third on 30 points. Now we have another boxing medalist, sir.
We do indeed. Great news from the European Championships, it has to be said, because Joe Ward has won his third European boxing medal. He won it last night. He beat Russia's Muslim... I'm going to try and pronounce his name, okay? Muslim Gadzhimagomedov. There you go. That's a perfect pronunciation of him. In the final of the light heavyweight division, the European Championships in the Ukraine, he seemed to win it well. He was a unanimous win in the end.
Derek's computer screen keeps falling
over
here.
He's a bit ropey at the moment. It's kind of been held up by string. unanimous win in the end for him. So it's a cracking win. It's his third one. He won it back in 2011 and again in 2015. It kind of really forced him through the point that he was the favourite to win this. He was the top seed going into the tournament. So a cracking win for him. Third European medal. And obviously it means as well that he's through to the World Championships in August, which take place. A few of the Irish actually are through to that as well. There was one goal that was from Joe Ward. Kurt Walker and Brendan Irvine won bronze medals as well at the European Championships. That means they're through to the World Championships in August as well, as is Sean McComb, who reached the quarterfinal during the week. He lost in the quarterfinal, but he's through to the World Championships in August as well. So a very good tournament, has to be said, from an Irish point of view. I think we're the fourth highest on the medals table when it comes to what we won in the Ukraine during the week, which is fantastic news for us. Like I say, one gold and two bronze medals.
Yes, well done to everyone involved there. Now, Derek, we hope that the boys in green will be going to the World Cup in Russia in 2018. But the chances are that Russia themselves, the host nation, who qualify automatically for being the host nation, may not be there because there's a big expose in the title in the Mail on Sunday entitled The Drug Squad.
Absolutely. This could be an absolute disaster from FIFA's point of view and from Russia's point of view. They're obviously, like you say, hosting the World Cup in 2018. And a big report in today's, is it the Irish Daily Mail today? And it says that 23, five of whom are currently at the Confederations Cup, 23 of the squad that were in Rio in 2014 and 11 other professional footballers are among the list of more than 1,000 people of interest. It says they came to the attention of anti-doping authorities due to irregularities with urine samples. We've all seen what's happened in Russia over the last few years and athletes heading into the Rio Games in 2016 and the possibility of a lot of the athletes getting banned, and obviously they were banned for Rio 2016. A lot of them were, most of them were anyway. So there's now talk that a lot of the footballers who are heading, going to be playing for Ireland, potentially playing for Russia, excuse me, not Ireland, at 2018 World Cup, could be banned. The Mail has also seen explosive emails sent to the former head of the Russian drug testing laboratory, openly discussing the government-ordered cover-up as well as how to manipulate samples. Russian sport obviously faced allegations of state-sponsored doping since pretty much Soviet times. In an attempt to gain international prestige, the Kremlin has overseen a huge program of prescribing performance-enhancing drugs to elite and emerging sports stars, orchestrating a cover-up of positive tests by switching dirty for clean urine samples. Now, this obviously affected Rio 2016, the Olympics, and it could affect Russia 2018 as well.
I would love to be a fly on the wall at these meetings in the Kremlin and all these places where they come up with these masterful plans and they're so, like, don't give a crap about anything. They're just going to do it. They're going to send emails. They're going to leave and, you know, a trail of evidence behind them and say, well, we're Russia, so no one's going to do anything to us.
I think they've gotten away with it for so long. Certainly from, like I say, since Soviet times, this has been going on. So they've gotten away with it for so long. It's been an issue for so long. And they have obviously gotten away with it. So now it looks like it's finally been caught up on, which is fantastic news from everyone else's point of view. And, you know, hopefully everybody else who's cheating, I'm sure there are plenty of people around the world who are cheating as well. Hopefully they're going to be caught up as well. But it's shocking, really, from a FIFA point of view that's kind of going into football now, because kind of football has sort of escaped the drugs problem over the last few years. And if Russia, the host of the World Cup in 2018, are caught up in this mess, and if they're banned from the 2018 World Cup, which is a possibility, that'll be an absolute disaster from FIFA's point of view.
The headline on the front page of the Sunday Independent Sports section says, Lions warned as Supreme All Blacks vow to improve. And on the Sunday Times, Lions tamed. We're going to move on to discuss all things rugby now on the That's What I Call Sport here on 98FM. The Lions beaten 30-15 by the All Blacks yesterday. And the head coach, Warren Gatland, spoke to Sky Sports after the game. He was asked what he said to his players after the match.
I think the message was things that we can fix in terms of, you know, we switched off a quick tap on a try. Ball's gone through Liam's hands and I only scored. And, you know, it was a scrum penalty and an advantage from that. So, you know, that was disappointing. Fairness, you know, look, there's no excuse in terms of the result. I mean, the All Blacks were very direct, coming off 9, ran really hard. Were better than us at the breakdown and we missed a number of opportunities, but I think they're all things that we can fix pretty quickly.
The head coach has also been outlining in what ways they need to improve before the second test next Saturday.
Yeah, no, we've just got to be much more aggressive hitting past the ball and clearing past the ball, making sure that we don't have separation between the ball carrier and the next support guy cleaning out. That's something we'll need to work on pretty hard over the weekend. So, and defensively, just coming a little bit harder in those close quarters, you know, particularly when they bring their runners off 9.
He knows his team have lots to work on.
I think those are things that we know we can fix. I mean, we've given away a few penalties, which are disappointing. Probably didn't get any reward out of a driven line out in terms of they sacked us pretty well. But we know that, you know, if you look at the tries, that they're easy fixable. I mean, they're reasonably soft tries in terms of that. So we've got to concentrate on a couple of areas, like a little bit of line speed around the breakdown, you know, around the ruck in terms of defending their runners off 9 and just tidy up some breakdown areas.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.